This week's quick little podcast, and I've been told to keep it quick, is Let's Talk About Caffeine with Dr. Brad, naturopath. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Let's talk about caffeine.
I love caffeine.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition. Today's podcast is brought to you by the new Clean Coffee TX100. It's coffee done smarter, supercharged with brain, mood, metabolism, performance, and gut-boosting ingredients. We've combined the incredibly smooth taste of Colombian single-origin coffee with MCTs, apple cider vinegar, and Blue Ness, the ultimate stress-relieving herb. It's keto and vegan-friendly, gluten-free, with no added sugars or artificial sweeteners. Enjoy hot or cold, and take your coffee to the next level.
Welcome to the HQ of Fit, Happy and Healthy, and we're going to add on the end, stimulated by caffeine. Dr. Brad, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Mate, I'm pumped because today customer service gets inundated with caffeine questions. I just want to have a really quick little podcast today on caffeine, so let's talk about caffeine. Just so people get an idea what I'm talking about, we use caffeine in quite a few products we've got. We use a synthetic version of caffeine. We use guarana for caffeine. We use green coffee bean. We use green tea, and we also, in some products, have pure coffee for caffeine. So do you want to talk to us about the difference between a synthetic caffeine and something that's got a natural word wrapped around it?
Very good points to bring up. Now, let's start from the beginning. So you've got coffee, which everyone or most people enjoy. So coffee is the natural form of caffeine. So whether it's coffee beans and green coffee bean extract or coffee itself, that is naturally, you know, absorbed, I suppose. As soon as you start looking at synthetic caffeine, so caffeine and anhydrous and all different synthetic forms, it seems to irritate the body a little bit more. So there's a little bit more, you know, hype in the way how the body responds.
A bit more anxiety with it?
Can be a bit more anxiety, a lot more jittery.
Yep.
And what we're thinking about earlier when we'll sit down enjoying a coffee was, you know, the peaks and troughs of caffeine.
Yep.
How, you know, if you think about it, caffeine artificially gives you that peak high, gives you a very massive high, but it doesn't sustain it. It sort of gets to that effect where it then drops it really quickly, gives you that trough. And sometimes that trough is actually lower than your baseline or where you started.
Okay. One of the other things that you mentioned to me earlier in the day was the results with people training around different caffeine.
Yes. So what we're starting to see in all different levels is coaches and trainers, et cetera, can actually see the difference with what people are taking by just looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually tell the difference between someone who's had a coffee before a workout or training versus a synthetic versus a supplement with multiple different types of natural caffeines in there. The people, let's talk about the natural caffeines, focus much more better. They continue on the exercise or the training more effectively.
Sustained.
So they're able to sustain it.
Yep.
Energetically sustain it, but also focus sustain it versus people who've had an artificial or synthetic caffeine where they tend to lose focus quickly. They have to be
regular.
It's a big spike, but they have to keep being told how to do something.
Okay. So the focus isn't there like people think it is.
That's right. So they think they're focusing, but the outside observer is continuously saying, move your hand, you know, put it into the right position, move it along the pole if you're doing, you know, that kind of exercise.
And that's that jitter people talk about with caffeine. That's what's causing that lack of focus?
That's it. It's nearly like a hand-eye coordination effect where you're not able to balance it out more effectively.
Yep.
So they have to be trained up more often. So rather than the trainer focusing on the person and getting everything done, they're continuously telling them how to actually do it rather than reviewing it.
Okay.
And that's how you could tell. While natural caffeines allow the body's natural own stimulus, the metabolic pathways, and a lot of these natural compounds like the green tea, green coffee bean, guaranas, etc., they have other molecules such as antioxidants and anti-inflammatories, polyphenols and other things that we've talked about at other podcasts that also, you know, have a beneficial effect on the body by, you know, being anti-inflammatory, reducing the fire within, allowing our body to recover more effectively. So if we're able to sustain the peak and we get more out of our workout, get more out of our day versus the actual synthetic high followed by this massive trough afterwards.
So Dr. Brad, I've obviously put that across in a way that doesn't make sense. Do you want to explain to us why, from an expert's point of view, body science isn't like single caffeine source?
So the benefit of using different sources of caffeine is the overall effect.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you that stimulus to get up and go, but also the sustainability to keep you there at that level.
So train with focus, with energy for the whole session, not just for a short period.
Correct.
Let's stop the in and outs. Let's talk about day-long energy. So Body Science is renowned for not using single version synthetic caffeine. We're very much into our granas, green teas, green coffee beans, coffee. We do love our synthetic caffeine too. Like, we get that in there because we want to start the process. So if you're into Body Science products and you've wondered why are they not just using straight standard synthetic caffeine, there's your reason.
That's it.
Thanks for coming in, mate.
Thank you.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.